Right, children, this morning, would you like to come up here, please? And we've got some things to do again up front. The other week, when most of you were here, you can come over by the tree, actually, if you like. We put the tree up, didn't we? And so, I think, hopefully, they've been moved, taken away.
The other side of the tree.
The other side of the tree? Nothing. I've got some gifts under the tree, but I haven't got anything else. Which? You already put them on.
I've done them already, yeah.
There's half the children's talking. I was going to get you to help decorate the tree. And I thought, oh yes. Now there's little angels and bits and pieces on, because when you were here last, the tree was pretty bare, wasn't it? And we were just focusing on what the tree meant. And do you remember what the tree meant? Remember? The tree of everlasting life, yep. And also it's the tree of the knowledge of good and bad, good and evil, yes. And that goes back to the Garden of Eden. And we remember too that there's, and Mrs. Grant reminded us last week, that there's actually another tree that can symbolise as well. And that's the cross behind. Now, the cross is sometimes referred to as a tree, but it isn't live, is it? It's dead. It's been made into timber, into the log, or it's been sawn and cut into planks, hasn't it? And but it originally came from a tree like this, the timber did, didn't it? And so that tree of knowledge of good and evil has been changed into the cross. And Jesus enables us to then take part in the fruit of the tree of the knowledge, well, not knowledge, but of everlasting life, doesn't he? Through Christ, we're able to be there. Right. Now, last week we talked about the star, which is creation's response to the Christ coming, isn't it? It's responding, saying, "Here's my master, is coming as a baby on earth." There was a special star in the sky. And what else did we do last week? Somebody else announced something? There's the star, and what other people came?
The shepherds.
And who told the shepherds that Jesus was coming?
The angels,
yeah. So we had some angels around here, and here's an angel that was one drawn last week there. I'm not sure if it was Celine or Charlotte. Is that Celine's angel there? So we've got her angel on the tree. And so they announced Christ's coming, that it was heaven's response to Christ's coming. Right. Now, there's another part to Christmas, isn't there? And what's at the bottom of the tree there? A gift. Now, why do we give gifts at Christmas? Why do you think? To show that we love them. That's a very good idea, that we give gifts, isn't it, to people, because to show we love them. And how did God show he loved us?
He gave us Jesus.
He gave us Jesus so that we could be saved and have everlasting life and be with him forever. So that we could become sons and daughters of God. Because, you know, when we were created, we were actually made even of less importance than the angels. But because Christ died for us, and if we trust him and accept him as our Lord and Saviour, then we become actually higher than the angels. We become sons and daughters directly of God through Christ. And we're able to sit at God's table. And that's something pretty special. Right. And so we give gifts
to remember Christ, God giving us Christ Jesus as our Saviour and coming as a baby. Right. Now, I think you guys have been busy last little while, haven't you? Do you recognise some of these? Now, these are little decorations that the kids have been making about Christmas. And I think they're going to give them out to everybody in the congregation who wants one. You want to take some around and give them to the members of the congregation. And then when you can wish everybody a Merry Christmas. And then when you come back, we might have some gifts for you. Now the bit, alright? So I'll just leave this down front and you see you're right there. Hey? And you can go and give some, just pass it along. See, the children have been very busy doing all these. Right, and you've held them white, just sit in the front seats here. G'day. Would you like to take something? Oh, you've got one here you're going to put on the tree. And there's a book for you to take back home. That'd be right. It's a gift to you. Right, it's got some gifts here for Charlotte. The name inside there. And Jessica. Hopefully some of these books remind you of your time at JB. See, it's missing a bit there of your time in Sunday school this year. So, Cynthia. And Mikey. We haven't missed anybody, have we? No, all good. Right. So that wraps up Sunday school for the year, but today we've got, as I look at my little sheet of paper here, you guys can go up the back and my wife and one or two others will give you some things to do. There's some angels and shepherds to decorate, and you can write on the back of them what Christmas means to you. Do you think you could do that? Some of you might need some help to do that, particularly with the writing bit, but others will be old enough and able to do that. And then you could perhaps put those on the tree later on for the adults to have a look at to see what Christmas means to you. The other thing I should have mentioned right at the beginning was you guys have done a timeline of Christmas, haven't you? And it starts at this end and goes right along. So we'll, if the adults can have a look at that later on, just check out that what they know about Christmas is accurate. So that's good. So after we've prayed for you and had a song, you can go up the back and do some things up there. So let's pray. Father, we thank you that you love children, that you did not push them away, but you welcomed children into your family and to be close to you. And Father, we pray that as the holidays come, that the kids that have taken part in Sunday school this year will be able to remember the things that they've been taught about you, that they'll experience your love and be able to put their trust in you. In Jesus' name, we ask this. Amen.